Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's February 17, 2020, and very excited that for the first time since her stroke, we have Makisla with us on the call, co-facilitating with me. Welcome back, baby.
Thank you.
She's made huge leaps and strides in her recovery and now is strong enough to co-facilitate our divinely directed call here. So we're very excited.
Yay. Hi, everybody.
Yeah. So many welcomes to all of you. Those who are on live might be members of Awakening Plus. You might not be. These calls are, for the moment, at least open to anyone who wants to come along for free. Mm-hmm. Of course, the archive and such are for members, but the live calls are for anyone. So tonight we're doing a process called Divinely Directed, which I don't think we've done since this program began being called Awakening Plus. We did it a ton in the prior program, Ease. Mm-hmm. But I think this is our first Awakening Plus on this. So this is divinely directed. What I mean is our first divinely directed. And we just sort of see what happens. We're going to set our container as usual, calling in the allies and setting a beautiful container for everyone. And then we'll just relax and things will start happening. And they'll be initiated by the divine beings who come along to do the service. And we'll just act as empathic tour guides. Mm-hmm. And what has happened in the most recent series of calls, you know, when we were still doing this process more regularly, is everyone gets a unique experience. And we typically were just holding space, and this beautiful field that get held was sort of a general purpose space where if someone needed healing, they get healing. If they need a deeper awakening, they get a deeper awakening. You know, it's like each experience is customized for that person instead of being a single guided process that everyone's doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. You each get exactly what you need individually.
Tailor-made.
And if you come back to the recording of this more than once, chances are very you'll get a totally different experience the next time.
Yes.
As always with the recordings of these calls, you know, the event is in fact in the recording, but the divine allies are there in real time working with you in that moment as you are. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty cool. So you want to get rolling, baby?
Yeah.
Okay. So our invitation, if you're listening to this, is to please give it your undivided attention. Please don't do anything else while you're doing this. No texting or anything else. Just be fully present,
no
as if you were
Facebooking.
Yeah, just
Instagramming.
Yeah. So as if you're with us right now in the room. Just kind of go on that level. I used to be really adamant. Please only start if you know you can finish it. I realized that was not necessary. Mm-hmm. So, you know, our hope is that you're here hoping you can be here for like at least an hour to do this process with us. But if you have to bow out early, whether you're live or on the recording, that's okay. We do ask that you just basically ask to be excused. You know, talking about, say, hey, I need to step out of the field now and do so sort of gently instead of just making an abrupt departure because your energy is going to affect everyone else. These are called or co-created, including those who are on the recordings themselves. So just know that you're affecting everyone else by everything you do when you participate in this call. And we just ask that you treat this with respect and just hold the best space you can. If you have to leave, ask to be separated from the field and go do your thing if you have to. So that's our only request on that. You know, Makisla and I are not going to make any of this. We're going to call in the allies. But once it starts happening, we're just, again, empathic tour guides. We're not making any of this stuff happen. We're just reporting it as it unfolds organically.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
I'm going to have a little drink of water and then we'll get started on the call-ins. Mm-hmm. Do you want to be part of calling in the allies?
Sure, I can call in.
Why don't you start with the beings you want to call after we do the basics, and then I'll just fill in from there.
Okay, that sounds good.
That'll be a nice group. Okay. And we have a cat.
There's Annie.
So Annie, our black cat's coming. You may hear her yowling a bit.
Hey,
and
hi.
Just know she's. Consider her like cat tonguing.
Could you put one of the sofas?
No, those need to stay there blocking the vent,
oh,
so it doesn't get worse.
I was gonna say, just put something down on the floor for her.
Oh, she'll be fine.
Okay.
She'll figure it out.
Hi, pretty girl.
So,
Hi.
The cat's here giving her sweet energy to the process as well. Okay. So let's do our basic, you know, sequence, and then we'll leave it to you to call in yours and I'll fill
the rest.
Okay.
I'm a little rusty on this, all y'all. So so please do give me some grace. Thank you.
You're supposed to be giving them grace, baby.
Oh, well, yes, them too. I'll give grace and you give me grace and we'll be good to you.
We'll share it all around.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so we invite you to close your eyes. And the field already is pretty nice. And let's just feel the energy that's already here for a moment.
It does feel.
Yeah, there's a divine presence already.
Yeah.
Okay. I am that I am.
I am that I am.
We are that we are.
We are that we are.
So y'all just relax, rest in breath awareness, just receive these energies. You will be feeling them building up in the space you're at as well as what we're doing here. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. Good. Now we can call the directions.
Pachamama Mama Kia. We're a Kocha Inti Kwi.
I call myself to myself from all timelines, it's been a while since I've done this, I'm sorry. All timelines, all dimensions of realities, all spaces and time. I draw myself to myself. Yeah. I am that I am. I call Amaji, Mary Magdalene, Mother Mary, I call the ancient, the well ones of my ancestral lineage who are of vibrations of love and light. I call you in. Please come. I call Babaji, Yogananda, Yaman. Please come. Yeah. I call my animal guides. I call hummingbird. Owl. Call our cats their higher selves, their little sweet ones. Thank you.
Okay, let's call some more beautiful allies. And just know that every being we are calling is a being of love and light.
That's right.
A being of high vibration and benevolent intent. We call ayahuasca, San Pedro, sacred mushroom, grandfather tobacco, we call Quo, we call the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator. We call Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest mm-hmm. good.
Yes. Thank you.
We call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent.
Archangel Michael, please come. Metatron, please come.
We call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west. Archangels, please merge your fields, create a beautiful vibration for us, and help protect this space. Thank you. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Durga, Devi, Lakshmi. We call our elemental allies of this property. We call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Grandfather Mountain, Apu Mount Mitchell. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Puma, Bear,
a Wolf,
Eagle, Condor. We call the higher selves of Spirit Song, Deborah, Mu, West, Zachary. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. Let there be a membrane surrounding the sacred space to hold in these good energies and to ensure that the only beings and energies who enter here are of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is.
And so.
So just take a moment and note how you feel in the space you're in right now. See if it doesn't feel like you've got a nice field of energy around you, some nice protection in place. So you can relax, know you're safe, and move into this process. Open and relaxed. Allies, we ask that each person hearing my voice, live or on the recording, during this call receive whatever serves their highest good, be that a deeper awakening, some kind of healing, whatever experience serves them, let that be so.
Mm-hmm.
Let each person uniquely receive what serves them best. Thank
yes.
you.
And so it is.
And the energy is moving strong now. You can feel a nice pulse of energy coming into the field. Already customizing itself for each person uniquely. So those of you hearing my voice, just relax, let the energy start moving, let it do whatever it sees fit to do, guided by ultimately your own higher self, who is coordinating this energy with all the other divine beings present. So I'm feeling the pulsation strong. Already I feel half like a being of energy and only half like a being of flesh.
I'm seeing a wispy ribbon of energy. It is neon green and is just coming up from the heart chakra of our consciousness and our consciousness as a unit, and just swirling, going up into the air. It's just really pretty, this neon green.
The energy is going real deep now. By the way, if Makisla or I is describing something and you're not having that experience, please do not worry about that. Let your experience be exactly what it is. We're only describing our perceptions because that in some way might be helpful for someone. But let the experience be what it is spontaneously. Please don't try to fit it to our words. Just relax, let your own experience be exactly what it is, even if it's very different from what we're describing. Yeah, the individual work has definitely started. So each of you is now receiving a unique stream of energy. It's giving you whatever that highest need is, healing, awakening, whatever. Just relax and let it pulsate through you and do its thing. There may be long periods of silence. That's okay, we're still here, still holding space, but we'll only speak if guided to do so. So now relax into whatever you're experiencing and just let the energy assist you spontaneously. Let go of any need to control the process, just let it move as it will and relax. The energy is nice and strong now.
Mm-hmm. Seeing a lot of golden shimmers. Just looks like a lot of gold in the field.
And know that the presence of the cat is not a distraction. She is here lending energy. She's being used as a conduit by the divine as well. Not only is her energetic presence supporting the process, but her sounds, consider it as if she's toning. And know that whatever sound she's making, whether it's a purr or a meow of some kind, is putting energy into the space to help support you.
I'm getting the feeling that someone on the call has a cat that is either very sick or has just passed. And it seems as if, or is passing. And it seems as if Annie may be helping that sweet one go over the rainbow bridge. Mm. So, that's an interesting little tidbit there. Alrighty. Thank you.
Yeah, the download is getting even stronger now.
Yes.
Intensity is gradually increasing. So this is pretty strong. Just relax, feel the breath come and go. And know that your higher self is paying attention to your responses, will only let you receive as much energy as serves your highest good. So relax, let the energy come as it will. Your higher self will make sure you're only getting as much as you're ready for.
Yeah, I'm feeling a lot of head buzz, especially between my eyebrows and the third eye area, across the sinus area, and of the forehead. There's a lot of intensity going on there. And the crown chakra.
If you're receiving healing, you can gently rest your attention in whatever area is being healed. Or you can just rest in passive breath awareness. If there's no especially strong catalyst, just feel the breath come and go. Very passive, just allowing the energy to do what it knows how to do. Just relax, allow the energy to be what it is. Let it be okay that this is a very subtle process.
just some really strong but subtle waves of energy going through my my brain. Which is a good thing for me, especially following the stroke. So I'm occasionally seeing triangles in my field. That's interesting. Just feels like there's an invitation to just surrender to the energy, that whatever it's working on, just to surrender to it.
So we're in a very deep healing field right now. You can release any attachments you may have to be guided in a specific way by us. We invite you just to relax, open to whatever this intelligent field of energy has for you specifically right now. Some of us now are feeling more like beings of energy than beings of flesh. Some of us are merging into a shared field of consciousness here in the inner world. The individual self is still present, but there's also a layer of awareness of the merged self energetically with others. Yeah, the energy is going subtly deeper now. Relax and let it do its unique process for you. We invite you to just relax completely now. Let the energy saturate you as deeply as it wishes. This energy has plateaued. At least that's what I'm experiencing. The field getting subtly deeper and sweeter. Relax and let the energy give you whatever you most need from this healing field. Okay. okay, now I'm feeling a more strong physical presence. It's like this round is wrapping itself up. Again, you may continue to experience whatever you're receiving, even as we open to feedback. And if so, just relax and stay in that special space. But many of us are now becoming more aware of our physical bodies and putting our attention there deliberately and opening connection to that other part of ourselves other ways. Okay, my eyes are open. Okay, so we'll give a moment here for any feedback from the live callers. And that feedback could be spoken. You're welcome to unmute yourself if you're on a live call. If you're on the web connection, just click the little red bar across your mic and you'll be able to speak. Just feel free to do that if you're so called. If you'd rather type something in the chat window, that's fine too. We'll read those out loud so those on the recording can hear or see it. So leaving just a moment for any feedback anyone wants to give at this moment. Any comments, questions, etc. I'll just speak for myself. I'm really blissful. This energy is so sweet and strong. Jeannie just typed, still feeling the healing, and a couple of hearts. Thank you for that feedback, Jeannie.
Yeah, I'm just totally blissed out for myself.
Yeah.
I'm just totally blissed out. And that's punctuated with Annie's claws in my shoulder.
And they're calling us back in. So that was a brief little feedback interlude. So I invite you to close your eyes again. Oh, someone just typed something big. It says, Eric, what a blessing to see the three of you together with Annie. Wonderful meditation, feeling divine order and healing. It works best for me afterwards to have a Mexican hot chocolate to get grounded back into my physical body. Bless and blessings. Mm-hmm. So good to know that blessings. Eric had a good, strong experience so far, and we're not done. So you might postpone that hot chocolate just a little while there, Eric. Or do as you're called. People do ceremonies around here with cacao, which is sort of like hot chocolate, but a little different.
The secret cacao.
Yeah. So yeah, they're saying, okay, back inside. So if you would, and again, if by the way, this is enough for you, you can again ask for exit and just step away, whether you're live or on the recording. You can always come back later to do more on the recording if you wish. But those who wish to stay right now, the energy is firing back up after that brief, more embodied moment. So once again, it looks like they're setting up a highest good field for giving each person whatever they need. So I'm feeling the energy kick back up strong again in my heart, in my head. As we said earlier, Makisla and I are not controlling any of this. We're just, we're here for the ride as much as any of you guys are. But we're just sort of describing here and there what we're experiencing. Highest could be done, allies. Please give each person whatever they need.
Yes, please.
Thank you. And I'm now resting with eyes closed and just tuning into the field again. Just relaxing into this blissful field and this feeling the sweet vibe. I'm releasing any desire or need to control anything or have any particular thing happen. And as I relax all those expectations, I experience the blissful field more and more fully. And I feel my sense of awareness merge into the vastness of this field and become more and more aware of myself as a broad, vast field of energy, primarily. Once again, there may be periods of silence. Just rest in those and let the energy do as it will. Reminding you once again, we're in a safe, protected field. The only beings and energies operating here, again, of high vibration and benevolent intent. And the field's getting stronger now. Giving you more of whatever energy best serves you. Yeah, this is operating at a pretty high intensity now. Just relax, let it in. Yeah, I'm feeling deeply saturated by this energy to a deeper degree now. The energy just got stronger. Let it saturate you even more deeply, every cell of the physical body. Upgrading the vibration of your light body. I'm feeling a deeper embodiment, awareness shifting a little more to the physical body. You can still maintain this divine consciousness, the ratio is just shifting a bit more toward the human part of you. And my eyes are open. So we once again invite any feedback the live callers may want to share, whether that's written in the chat window or if you'd like to speak, you can just unmute yourself in the participant window or by hitting that microphone icon with the red slash through it and just speaking. If for some reason you're having trouble getting that mic unmuted, you can raise your hand. And at the bottom of the participant window, there's a little rectangle that says raise hand. You can hit that if you like, and we can unmute you. We need to allow that, don't we? Okay, so our apologies. The unmuting was not available. It is now. So we've now unlocked unmuting, so you can now definitely self-unmute yourself if you want to speak. Looks like we see if there's anything written over here. Yeah, Anji wrote, Juicy Flo was deeply knocked out for a good amount of the call. Nice healing energies.
You're not the only one.
I don't think I got knocked out, but sometimes I don't know. I can actually go unconscious, come back, and not even know what happened.
That's awesome.
That's on Julie, by the way. The chat window is sometimes only showing the first two characters of a name, so I apologize for that.
Okay.
Any other feedback, we'll welcome. I think that's going to be our last round of this. It feels like about an hour, so about a good length for this. Nikki wrote, wonderful floating energy, !! Jeannie wrote, very strong energies and now vibrating. Looks like people had some good experiences. Good to know.
Yeah, lovely.
I used to worry about having a call go on that long with no specific guidance or narration, but looks like people are getting what they need based on these feedbacks.
Yeah, and I'm still levitating.
Yeah. And nice. We're going to assume that's true for the people on the recording, too. It has been on past calls like this. Eric wrote, still levitating. Glad you rose to the occasion, brother. Okay, appreciate the feedback, and definitely my guidance is now to wrap up the mesa and call it a call. And then Jeannie wrote many hearts of various kinds and a big okay symbol. So she had a good experience as well. Yay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's wrap this puppy up.
This was such a beautiful way to end the call. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And definitely a low-stress way for Makisla to come back into the fold.
That's for sure.
Didn't have to do much. Just sit there and feel the energy.
Oh, wow. I feel recharged.
Me too. Okay, so let's close the mesa, baby.
Okay.
Just a moment.
Thank you, Annie Bay. Thank you, Annie Crew.
Pachamama Namakia Wirakocha Inti Kwi.
So grateful for this lovely field of highest good energy. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Makislin, and stay pleased with those whose highest good you're serving by staying, for as long as that's true.
Yes, please.
Makislin, I request that you stay with us always, to the greatest extent that serves highest good.
Yes, absolutely.
Let's take a moment and let this energy broadcast out for the highest good of all beings whom it may serve.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to run itself. So just relax, allow, and even now the energy is radiating out and this beautiful, potent field of healing energy we've created, of awakening energy, is now broadcasting out to all beings whom it may serve. Let's just leave a moment for that to run itself. The other saying, no need for anyone to call for the flow of that or to do anything. It's already happening. Just relax and rest in the field for another moment longer. Sweet. That's good. And I'm going to close with the ways in which I close my private Mesa sittings, in case these words are helpful for anyone. But first, Makisla, is there anything you wanted to say or do as we are closing it out energetically here?
I just want to thank all the allies, the beloveds, the well ones, all of those who have supported this call energetically with your love and presence. Mahalo, Mashinkina Kuananda. Thank you.
Thank you. That was sweet. As we close, allies, I request your support to the greatest extent that serves highest good in the following ways. Maximum awakening, maximum service capacity, maximum ease of receiving and acting upon my inner guidance, maximum maintenance of the path of service to other, maximum fulfillment of my human life purpose. Thank you, allies. And now, Makisla and I are going to hold our hands about a foot apart. And I'm going to say a quick closing prayer. I guess we'll say that together if you wish, baby. And then we'll count to three, and then after three, we'll clap to close the work. Ready? Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us say? And to whom? One, two, three. And that's it. Oh, Eva just typed in, thank you, it was amazing. Heart, heart, heart. Thank you, Eva.
Thank you.
So thank you all for joining us, whether you're live or on the recording. Again, you can come back to this recording as often as you like, and you'll probably have a different experience every time. Mm-hmm. So thanks so much for joining us, and we'll look forward to our next call. If you're doing this at or close to the actual time we did it on February 17, 2020, on the 24th, we have a very special guest. Caroline Padgett will be here facilitating some very powerful work. And if you didn't catch it live, then it'll definitely be in the archive for those members who are, you know, regular members of Awakening Plus. So excited to have her on the call in a week here on the 14th. I'm sorry, the 24th of February 2020. Thanks all again. That's it for now. Thanks so much for joining us, and hope you had an awesome experience.
Thank you.
Good night.